Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
I just realised we don't know when to... My name is Eleanor Morton.
And I'm David Reed.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world and puzzled the minds of the very best. Today we bring you closure, but we're doing it virtually in isolation because I don't know if any of you know, because of 5G and aliens, we're all on lockdown because a deadly gas has been released via...
Saturn.
Saturn and phone signals.
Yeah.
You were trying not to say the Chinese, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
Nobody's using 5G to talk to us now, are they?
No, God no. I wouldn't let it in here. I've got a sign outside saying no.
Yeah, they turn it away at the city gates.
It's like a teenager on disco night. I don't know, I'm trying to sound cool.
Disco night. I love disco night.
You said both teenager and disco night, so I think mission accomplished.
So no 5G on this podcast. So if you are listening and you're worried about being affected by the sound waves or the signal or whatever, be rest assured there aren't any. How is everybody? Because this is series three now.
It is.
Yes, it is.
I mean, soon there'll be no mysteries left on Earth, and we will have taken some of the magic out of it, I think.
Yeah. I think we'll make more.
We'll just pick up on every day is a new potential mystery.
Well, I think that's
right? True.
The mystery I'm going to bring next on this series is actually from 2017. So,
bloody hell.
What?
Yeah. No boats in this one. Modern. Or ships, I mean. Oh, we still have boats, don't
we?
That means you won't be able to mention that you're a scuba diver.
Oh, no. But thank you for mentioning that for me. I'm sure I'd get it in there somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. Eleanor, today is your mystery to kick us off. What are you going to be telling us about?
I'm going to be telling you about something that will give David ample space to mention any scuba diving he wants to. It is the Bermuda Triangle.
Wow, people disappear.
Hello.
Yep.
Don't go near.
Don't. It's. Do you guys? What do you guys know? Let's do a. What do you guys know about that? Anything?
It's a place where legendarily ships go missing in a triangle. Yes. Near Bermuda. Where is Bermuda, the island of Bermuda, in relation to
question.
The triangle?
It is, so the triangle, right, so this is a podcast visual. So Bermuda's at the sort of top of the triangle.
Right.
And then at the left-hand corner, we've got Florida. And then the right-hand corner, we've got Puerto Rico.
And underneath it, you've got Bikini Bottom.
Yep.
And this is where Glenn Miller went, isn't it?
Oh, is it? I didn't actually know. Was it?
I don't know.
Could have been.
I think so.
Have either of you been to Florida, Puerto Rico, or Bermuda?
I've been to Florida.
I have not. Although my mother used to record relaxation cassette tapes back when they were a thing, and somebody once mail ordered one from Bermuda, which we were quite excited by.
Wow. And they never got it, did
they? It never got there.
No.
Never got there.
Yeah, I hope it wasn't, I was going to say shipped, but how else does it get there? I've been ordering a lot of stuff online. It's addictive in lockdown. Anywho.
It's one of the only things we can do, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do some observational comedy then, the way that you said it.
I was, and then I sort of lost faith in it because I thought, we should probably crack on with the... guys, do you know what it's like when you're in lockdown and you just keep ordering
things? Yes, we all do. We all do.
Yeah. It's the good thing about that kind of comedy now is that everyone on earth can relate to that. Was Florida at all mysterious when you went there, John?
No, it's very hot. Oh, it was mysterious one day that it rained, like monsoon-type rain, for about 15 minutes, then stopped and was immediately burning hot again.
Ah, well, that is because it is a region. The Bermuda Triangle is infamous for its unpredictable weather and flash floods and storms. So that is one of the...
I was at Universal Studios when it happened.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Were you on the Fast and Furious ride?
I wasn't. I didn't have it then. But I was walking about near the Jaws bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was closed.
It was closed?
Yeah.
Did it close after the revenge?
Yes.
Just turned into
Sharks rights activists closed it down.
They did. Yeah, they said Finn.
And they did indeed Finn.
I just got that. Okay. Right, some hard facts about the Bermuda Triangle.
Excellent. Yes, please.
Yes, that's what we're here for. It is about 1.5 million square miles. It's pretty big.
Wow.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, actually, looking... Like, I wouldn't have thought that was 1.5 million square miles, but I know nothing about geography, so...
1 million miles? I didn't think the Earth was 1 million miles round.
Square miles.
How many whales' digestive tracts is that?
It's about half a whale's. It's about
half. Depends on the whale.
If it was Moby Dick.
Oh, he was massive.
Huge.
It's a sperm whale. I read that recently for the first time, and
I thought,
you know what? That whale had every right to be pissed off.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to harpoon him.
Yeah. Yeah, for no reason.
And also, his grandson was not just... He was a pop performer.
Hey? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and this is the second time he's been mentioned on this podcast, so I'm declaring another mystery there.
It's incredible. Yeah. The term Bermuda Triangle was first coined in an article in 1964, but before then, there was a couple of articles in the 50s which were sort of about how people had noticed that it's a weird place where weird things happen. So, what kind of weird stuff, you ask? Great question. The first recorded incident of something weird happening there was in, now I'm going to get the date wrong, 1452, is that right? 92.
1493.
What? When did Christopher Columbus...
1492.
Sail the ocean blue.
Yeah, when did he sail the ocean blue? It's a pointless rhyme because it could be any... That's not the bit that you need to remember. Anyway, 1492. In
Conquest
1492...
Conquest of paradise.
He is sailing through the Bermuda Triangle on his way to America, and he records seeing some strange lights in the area. So it's pretty spooky.
Strange lights.
It's a disco.
Was it St. Elmo's Fire?
I don't know.
David, that didn't get made until about 1983. What are you talking
about? So Christopher Columbus saw these lights, which was weird. And then basically, since then, there have been lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of reported disappearances of ships, aircraft and people in the area, specifically with no warning signs, distress
signals.
So it
wasn't the IRA.
Yeah.
We can rule them out.
You know, have you ever been on a plane and the IRA call in the sea? You got 10 minutes to get out of the plane.
Oh, it's a nightmare on long haul.
I bet it is.
Terrible.
How do they ring?
No warning whatsoever. So that's meant to be the creepiest thing about it. And the most famous, most notable instance, we could say, were the USS Cyclops, which was in the area in the sort of during World War One. It was the, this is pretty impressive, guys, it was the largest coal carrying ship in the American Navy. So
the largest coal carrying. So
Collier, I think, is it called Colliery? Big, it was the biggest colliery ship in the US, so, and it was 1.5 football pitches long.
Wow, a steamboat. Was it an ironclad?
Now you're asking. Right, yeah, they all were, weren't they?
I've no idea. yes.
See, it's the attention to detail that people love about this podcast.
It is. That is why they tune in.
Well, the point of my detail is that it's a very big ship. And yes, it disappeared completely. Cyclops. It was called that because it was big, basically.
That's a bad name for a
just
ship, isn't
actually.
It? Yeah, true. The Cyclops is a bad name. Yeah, well, the Cyclops is pretty much a loser, isn't he? Like, he had one eye to start with, and he was just, his only character trait is he was obsessed with sheep. And then he gets blinded by a man who hides under a sheep escape.
He's not very clever, is he?
No.
And, he's a bit of a trust fund kid, because isn't his dad Poseidon or something?
I think that's right, yeah. And now you're saying he was full of coal.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Well, yes, it was carrying coal. And then it just disappeared completely. And no one ever found any wreckage or any... there was no distress signals sent out.
Wow.
There was no indication of anything. It's just gone. And that was one of many ships that's happened to in 1800. One disappeared with 90 people on board. A few years later, one disappeared with 140 people on board. And that goes up all the way to the current day. But it's not just ships. We've also got the most famous incident, bicycles. We've got... Catamarans.
Actually, yeah,
that's quite possible, isn't it?
Yes.
Catamaran.
Yeah.
Aeroplanes gone missing, I've heard. Aeroplanes.
Great question, David. Thank you. The most famous aeroplanes to go missing was Flight 19 in 1940. I think I want to say something like 48. I think. Anyway, it was Flight 19 was like a... What's the verb for planes? A collection
Fly.
Of planes.
Oh, the verb. the collective noun, you mean?
That's the thing. Yeah, I did English. Yeah.
They don't tend to collect, do they, aeroplanes? Maybe it's
they do, don't
a
they?
Formation of aeroplanes.
Yeah, there you go.
Formation.
Yeah.
Well, it was one of those. It was about six planes, and they all disappeared in the triangle on a flight from Florida that was... it was meant to be a calm day with no weather issues, and then the, what's it called? The tower where they get the messages. What's that called?
Control tower?
The tower, control tower.
Control tower,
thank you. It's good, yeah.
The thing that Maverick used to buzz.
Yeah.
That's right. So, can I get this right, that if you draw a line between Bermuda and Florida... That's one side of the triangle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So outside of that line, nothing's ever disappeared.
Well, outside of that, not at the same frequency, apparently.
Okay.
And some of that line, outside of that line, is Florida, so it would have been hard.
Yeah,
It's nearer the coast as well.
Okay.
It's nearer the coast. Flight 19, the last message the signal tower gets is them saying they're lost, and they say... We can't find West. Everything looks strange, even the ocean. And then shortly after that, we're completely lost. And that was the last that was heard. Looking for Adam West, because it's...
Now, I can bring in some scuba diving experience here.
Ah, there we go. Yes, here we go.
That if you actually go underwater, it's because you're effectively weightless, it's very easy to get disoriented, especially if you're deep, and not know which way up is. So I would suggest the boat was upside down, and the sea looked strange because they were looking at the underside top of the water. Do you see
what I
mean?
It's a plane.
Yeah. Well, they'd gone underwater.
Also, all their messages sounded like they were underwater from then on, all our radio messages.
It's all gone strange.
Yeah. Can't find West. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And then they sent a rescue plane out to find them, and then that disappeared.
That's the terrible idea.
Oh, yeah. And they sent a plane after that, and that disappeared.
We've sent That's 300
why it's got its reputation. They just sent so many rescue planes.
And then the budget really, you know, couldn't really give any more planes away, so they thought... So that was one of the instances in which it was reported that compasses had malfunctioned, time seemed to go... Wibbly wobbly.
Right.
I believe that's the term.
Could you not blind us on science, please?
I saw that on Doctor Who, actually, so it's got to be true.
Okay.
And people have a general sense of being sort of in a weird, otherworldly place. In 2017, a Turkish flight had to redirect after technical problems in the Bermuda Triangle, which they could not explain.
Wow.
So there's been the last people to go missing, notably, was in 2017. A family of four were in a small plane, which was went missing, and some wreckage was found, but nothing else. Well, I mean, that's, you know, that's...
I mean, if you're in a small plane over the sea, that's quite likely.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of islands.
The squishy bits wash out.
I bet he was joking as well, saying to them, we're going to go through the Bermuda Triangle. I hope nothing happens. Ooh. And then it bloody did. It
bloody does. Yep. I'm more excited by the mystery that no plane has ever crashed outside of the triangle. That's very exciting, isn't it?
Never happened.
Never ever.
Happened.
I'm Maury Eel excited.
Really stretchy.
Is this your new thing? Are you trying puns out? Because it's not working.
I don't know
for
how
you.
New. That's not new. That's classic John.
Is it? I don't remember who John is. It's been so long.
It was December the last time we spoke.
It was.
6 months
ago. Long time ago. You know, before the incident.
Yeah. Before you went to see Star Wars.
That's right, before I saw Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I saw it twice in a week by accident, and it was, but it wasn't good. I got to be in the presence of the Emperor. That was nice.
Yeah.
And what, Daisy Ridley and John Boyega.
He means
all these
a penguin.
People. A penguin. They had a penguin there to distract people from the terrible film. No, it was all very pleasant.
Sounds like you're not going to get invited to another one.
Yeah. Well, I haven't. I could slag them off for hours, and I've barely done that. So, you know, I think people know it's not a good film.
Face those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Thank you.
So what are the theories, Eleanor? What do people think is going on in this triangle?
Couple more weird incidences. In 1969, you'll like this, John, two lighthouse keepers disappeared.
Excellent.
From one of the Bermuda Islands.
Why would he
islands.
Like that?
I like lighthouses.
Because he did the lighthouse one.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering why you're insinuating John would like that lighthouse keepers are disappearing.
Well, Eleanor knows that I like the idea of living with another man in a small house.
You're also very pro the automation of lighthouses. So whenever a lighthouse keeper dies, you just have a toast.
A fairy gets its wings.
John has a celebration.
Okay, lighthouse keepers. They shouldn't have built that lighthouse in the Bermuda Triangle. That was their mistake.
No, although they did need it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I think it was to prevent more things happening, but then if the lighthouse keepers go missing, that's, you know.
Have they checked that the lighthouse is still there? That might have gone now as well.
And what was... this is sad, actually. Two boys disappeared in 2015. They were on a small boat, which was recovered, but they never were. That's just sad, that one. Was there other... Okay, yeah, there was one more. So Bruce Gernon, I don't know if that's how you say his name, experienced a weird incident in the, I want to say the 80s, where his compass failed. He went into some cloud, his compass stopped working, and then he, when he came out of the cloud, he was flying over Florida.
He was in a plane, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Just checking, he hadn't smoked some hash.
He was in a small dinghy. Went into some fog. When he came out, he's flying over Florida.
It's a magical time. And he was over Florida, which would have taken him 90 minutes to get to, but it was only 40 minutes from when he last... Basically, the
if
trip
really,
was not long enough.
If you're really bad at navigation, invent a mystical triangle. That's what we're learning.
Yeah. But also, it only felt like he was in the cloud for 5 minutes, and then he suddenly turns up and he's lost. He's not lost time. But
he fell asleep, didn't he?
Yeah.
Miles. So theories.
He could have seen Men in Black 2, which lasts about 90 minutes and makes you completely forget the time has passed at all.
Well, because it's so entertaining.
I genuinely forgot what I'd done that afternoon. 5 minutes having walked out of the cinema of that one. I was like, what did I even do today? I remember from lunch and now I'm on this street.
They obviously held up that mime thing and it worked on you.
It did. Yeah. But it took them 90 minutes in real life rather than the flashy pen thing they normally do. Yeah.
I would argue 90 minutes is the optimal length for a film.
I would
but
too.
That's just me.
That's another podcast. That's
that
it,
is.
Isn't it,
How long aliens, should a guys. Film be, Pod? So I've heard a theory about the Bermuda Triangle.
Oh yeah, go on.
I've heard a few, but
there was quite a few.
Oh, did you want to start on the? Did you have a gradient of excitingness that you wanted to power through? On
yeah,
this?
Basically. Ah, yeah. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. So most exciting, aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens are coming down.
Yeah.
In spaceships. Mm-hmm. In the Bermuda Triangle. I'm not really sure. I haven't thought this through.
Yeah.
They
but
like
aliens.
Triangles, don't they? Because the film Stargate taught us that.
Ah, there's another film about this as well, isn't there?
Is there?
Is there?
Well, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. All the planes that went missing suddenly reappear again, don't they?
That's right.
And this
they
is
do.
Supposed to be where all the aliens took them from.
And is there a triangle? He's making a triangle out of mash, isn't he?
He makes a Dairy Lee triangle, yeah, out of mash.
Right.
Yeah, because alien stories often involve time being warped, so it makes perfect
aliens,
sense to me.
Aliens have got quite a warped sense of our civilization, as they only seem to abduct aeroplanes and boats.
Crazy
and then
people.
American farmers.
And Glenn Miller.
Yeah,
Glenn Miller. You've got to have a bit of music as well.
That's right. But, I mean, there's a huge part of our existence that they're just ignorant of.
Yeah. Although they do like
that's what annoys me about
they
them.
They do like taking the genitals of farm animals.
They also yes, they do. They do.
Maybe they're onto something we haven't figured out yet.
Maybe they're the source of fuel.
Blah.
They have a very probe based existence.
Oh yeah.
I think that's a real social barrier between our species.
Definitely. They just need to find people who like it. Sorry.
Try this on for size. Mm. Yeah. The Kraken.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Kraken's got to live somewhere.
Yep. Big long tentacles, pull planes out the sky.
Area 52 put him there. Ancient Greece,
originally, though, right? Yeah. The Kraken?
No, Norway.
Norway.
Was it Norwegian, the Kraken?
Yeah.
Is it Norse?
Yeah, that's why Clash of the Titans is a bit weird, because it uses Norse mythology.
You see, I feel betrayed by my Usborne book that I read as a kid, because the guys who were exploring the Kraken's back were definitely in togas.
Kraken, back and sack.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm very confident that it is Norwegian.
I think you're right. I remember reading about Clash of the Titans.
All that's coming up is the rum.
Right.
But Liam Neeson says unleash the Kraken, doesn't he, in Clash of the Titans?
He does. And then before him, Laurence Olivier says
I've not seen either version of the film, but it is Scandinavian folklore. That's confirmed by Wikipedia.
You're bringing this to the table and you haven't watched Clash of the Titans. What the hell is wrong with you?
Different dimensions.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's imagine, you know, the world that our universe is like a layer in many universes, and sometimes they slip through each other.
The triangle, you know, is a science. Doorway, isn't it? The triangle must be the door between them. And I would suggest, because of maths, there are three dimensions. It's a triangle.
What are the three dimensions? Is it earth, wind and fire?
That's right, those are the three dimensions. And we live in the wind dimension, obviously. Mm. Or maybe earth. Oh,
We live on earth,
yeah. And the planet itself is called wind in the second one, and it's called fire in the third one.
Although wind could be heaven and fire could be hell.
Oh, wow. Mm. Are you saying it's a portal to hell?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't think I'm flying to Florida anytime soon.
I think right now Glenn Miller's having a trombone, but with a spike on the end of it, put up his bum over and over again.
Although it could be going to... it's a potent image, but you could go to heaven as well by your rationale, so it could be flipping a coin, basically.
Well, it depends which way you go in, I think.
Yeah, but it does make a mockery of Christian morality, doesn't it, if you're just flipping a coin by getting in a boat.
I didn't come up with it.
You did. You just outlined the entire theory.
It was L. Ron Hubbard who did it.
Ixnay on the Ubbard Hay. Mm. We don't want to get oosaid.
Oh, I see.
Yeah?
No, I'm talking about L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, L. Ron.
Nice. Good save.
It's E-L-R-O-N.
L. Ron Musk.
Yeah, exactly.
None of these have covered the theory I read.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, here's the next one. Atlantis. Okay.
I love
Atlantis.
Atlantis used to be a city, famed city, that sunk into the ocean, and maybe the Bermuda Triangle is where it sunk in, and now they have technology so powerful that it messes with our equipment and pulls planes into the sea and stuff like that.
What happens to them after?
They get welcomed in their museums.
So Glenn Miller's probably in Atlantis being like fed grapes while he's on a chaise longue.
That's right.
Yeah.
With one of those Roman leaf hats.
They're like, hey, Glenn, look, In the Mood is great, but could you write something else? Because you can only hear it so many times.
I know just adding the suffix Atlantis is working for you. I'm in the mood for Atlantis. But for us, it's getting a bit stale. Could you do something else?
I got one more theory.
Oh, good.
Unexplained scientific magnetic phenomenon.
Something about
the placement of it, it means that the magnetizing it's shown to be on a specific axis, that means that compasses are more likely to see. You know that I've been very vague with all these, but I think you get the point.
But you're right, compasses went wrong, and metal boats went wrong, didn't they?
Yes. So that makes
Northern
metal.
Lights.
What?
I just wanted to say that.
Okay,
that's got something to do with magnets, isn't it?
I mentioned St. Elmo's fire earlier.
Yeah.
Is this your theory?
Have I got that right? Do you know what it is?
I know what it is. It's like the green, glowy green stuff.
Isn't it fireballs? Isn't it sort of orbs?
It's a weather phenomenon in which luminous plasma is created by a corona discharge.
Here we go.
This podcast was supposed to be a respite from all of the corona discharge going on.
I think you should apologise to both of our listeners, David.
Okay. I'm sorry, Frank, and I'm sorry, Phyllis.
Good.
Phyllis. It's very old.
Don't laugh at 50% sorry. Of our listenership.
Sorry, but I've just heard we're now just down to one.
Selma's Fire, I thought, was a sort of weird, glowy... The horizon looks glowy or something.
I don't think it is
fault fireballs, no.
I thought it was fire sea gas. All right. I heard a theory that it could be sudden releases of gas from the seabed from volcanic activity.
Oh.
That can actually change the density of water and make a ship sink.
Oh.
That's, I like that. That's good.
Okay.
I don't know where I read that.
No, I think
probably
that
in
out.
A science journal because I'm reading them all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you're famous for it.
I don't know how that would get a plane.
If it was flying low enough, maybe. They're not, but they had their coordinates and they were pretty high in the air. But
well, I can understand how they got Glenn Miller's plane because, of course, they were having trouble with their instruments.
That is good, but unfortunately, John, he actually went missing in the English Channel. So,
no, he didn't. That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, but he stayed missing in the Bermuda Triangle.
He did.
I mean, you have to really try to get missing in the English Channel, don't you? It's very thin.
Well, it was the war, so you know. Let's give him a break.
Cast your mind back to 1888. My theory was aliens, and then you mentioned Atlantis, and I'm so on board with Atlantis.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be?
Because I love the idea of Glenn Miller on that chaise longue writing music for the Atlantean people. Probably Aquaman's down there as well because he's from there. And I like that all the Spitfires have been sort of. They've been gentrified and they're now like coffee shops and stuff. And
oh, like old tube carriages.
Exactly. You know, like pubs have bikes in the window. Like a clothes shop where you buy your togas has got like a Sherman tank in the window or something.
I remember shops and pubs.
Is this the territory where Amelia Earhart disappeared?
Amelia Estevez.
It isn't. She disappeared in the Pacific, but...
Pacific, right.
Pacific, but there is meant to be another. Specifically, it's the Pacific.
Right.
But more specifically, it was...
The Atlantic.
Java?
Well, she was doing Round the World, though, wasn't she?
She was trying to do a record.
And she flew into one of those famous Willy Fogs.
Very good.
Thank you.
She probably stopped to ask for directions. Am I right? I can't drive.
Neither can I.
There is meant to be... Oh, yeah, we know that.
She could, though.
But there is meant to be another triangle in the Pacific called... I think it's called the Demon's Triangle or something.
I don't want to talk about Amelia Earhart's triangle, thank you very much.
Got to respect the dead.
Exactly.
Where apparently there have been other disappearances similar, and there's a few places. There's also some other places with potential underwater rock formations that look a bit like cities. So there's lots of places where maybe it looks like people might have lived, but they probably didn't. But here's my theory. Is everyone ready for my top
please.
Theory?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is just a bit of the sea with quite a lot of storms.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't sound likely.
No, I
don't. Well, they did some research.
Because that wouldn't form a triangle, would it?
No, it wouldn't. You're right.
They did the science, and it turns out that no more planes and other things go missing there than anywhere else on average.
That doesn't sound right.
No. No, I think it's Atlantis.
Yeah, I think it's Atlantis.
You think it is Atlantis?
Yeah, I do as well.
No, I mean, you know what? Actually, there was something weird I found when I was researching this. Do you remember there was a hurricane in Puerto Rico a couple of years ago? So, yes. You remember, guys.
Yeah.
So apparently, the initial The official death toll was originally 64, and then after the government got prodded, it was raised to 2,975.
Right. Well, like
on Facebook? Yeah. So, potentially, Puerto Rico, which is in the Bermuda Triangle, had a weird moment where about 2,900 people sort of didn't exist. Officially, that's pretty weird. I mean, it's probably more to do with the government than anything else, but
you
pretty
mean like
creepy.
A conspiracy?
Yeah,
I love those. Yeah. can I? I'm trying to visualize where this is, and I'm failing, I think. But this Florida, Bermuda, Puerto Rico is
Puerto Rico.
That's pirate territory, isn't it, from the golden age of piracy around it. Could it be a pirate curse, do we think?
Oh, that's good. That's a good one,
Because if a ship sank in the middle of the triangle, because triangles can have middles, just like circles, then it could that could cause all
so
of that.
So you're saying that Glenn Miller is now cursed to be a pirate?
Like, and Davy Jones is
a crew. Yeah. So he's probably got a trombone that you play and it makes the sails go up.
The salty bone.
They
call it. He plays the salty bone with Davy Jones.
Oh my God.
That sounds horrible.
From the Monkees.
Is he the one with the hat or is he the English one?
No, he's the English
one. The other one.
He's the short one.
The English one.
The short one. He is the English one.
Yeah.
There's
the short, there's the English one, the tall one, the one with the hat, the other guy.
The one with the hat's dad invented Tippex.
Mum.
Really?
Sorry, mum. Yeah. He took over the Tippex Empire after
that's
the
right.
Whoa, that's crazy.
That's right.
John, you got any jokes about the monkeys and Tippex?
Mickey Dolenz directed a lot of the episodes of Metal Mickey. That's an interesting fact.
There you go.
And Peter Tork could talk to the animals. Because he was very good friends with the band, the Animals.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in a way, the Bermuda Triangle is a giant Tippex, Tippexing out people.
In many ways, it is.
So,
yes.
I think that's a pretty good way to tie that in.
Good. So, who's going for Atlantis?
Me.
Who's going for Pirate Curse? And who's going for It's Just Some Sea? I mean, that's the most ridiculous one we've ever had.
Definitely not that one.
I personally do like the Atlantis one the best.
Me too.
All right, I'll go with that. It's Atlantis.
Yay! Nailed it.
Nobody can in any doubt that we haven't covered that one off. So, again,
tickety tick.
If you are writing a book about the Bermuda Triangle, throw it in the bin.
Yep, not worth it.
No.
You've wasted your life.
And until next week, we'll be back on another mystery. Like, whose dog is that barking?
That is my neighbour's dog.
What is your neighbour's dog called?
No idea.
It's a good name for a dog.
It's never let out, apart from at this time of night, every day. And it does that.
Fair enough.
And I don't hear it the rest of the time.
Yorkshire dogs for you there.
Is it a real dog?
It could just
mysterious.
Be an app.
Yep.
The neighbour takes their app into the garden every night.
Or like for a walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, join us next week for further mysteries. Until next time, you can find us on Twitter at AllRatherPod. You can find me as Mr. Ken Shabby, Eleanor is Eleanor Morton, and David is Mr. David Reed. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Says Hawaii's too expensive. I say Barbados isn't bad. She says I'd love to see Bermuda. And I say, woman, are you mad? Bermuda Triangle, it makes people disappear. Bermuda Triangle, don't go too near.
Don't go too near.
But she doesn't.
Oh, hello you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us every day. We do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name.
Great Big Owl.